let's go ahead and get started. And I didn't get any of your pre-forms, so I don't know if anybody said, did either of you submit one of those? Because if you did, I'll go look for it. If not, we'll just go from where we're at.
No. No.
Okay.
I don't even know if I have any of the pre-forms. You showed us to last time.
I showed it to you and I sent them last time. And I think, I did. Yeah. I can resend it. But it's a good thing to do. And more important before our one-on-one calls, but can be really helpful before these calls too, especially if there's certain things you want to hone in on that I can read in advance and I'm, you know, thinking along those lines.
Okay.
All right. So since Jane is at the airport, and let me see if she's in a position. Are you in a position where you can speak and share what you need before you have to hop on a plane?
Yeah, I've got, I don't have to, I have about 50 minutes, so.
Oh, you got 50 minutes. Okay, good.
I haven't really moved anywhere, so I don't have anything really to share because I've been gone a lot. So, and my business is kind of in flux and I'm trying to figure stuff out. So
have you gotten any further with that since we spoke last week? Any?
No, because I've been away. I've been like so swamped. The only thing I've been doing, I've been talking, making some business contacts during the week. And that's about it. As far as having work time, no, there was no way I was going to have work time.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just still pondering the whole approach and the niche and the whole.
Yeah, I'm going home now for the next month, and I've got to crank something out here pretty fast.
Okay.
I've got to really hit the ground running and get some stuff moving. So.
Okay. Okay. And are you going to do those two people that wanted to do it in December with the cleanse, or are you going to skip on that?
Looks like one person's going to do it. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to actually, reconnect with all my folks, my old clients, because they're actually connecting me, which is really interesting.
Nice.
They're trying to find me right now. So I know it's time. So that's the first thing I'm going to do is get that going. And then at the same time, what we talked about last week is getting that cleanse going and kind of coming up with a sheet on are you a candidate for this cleanse?
Right. Right.
The criteria. So that's kind of the two things that are pressing right now. Tomorrow night I'm meeting with the person who's supposed to be doing my marketing / website. Apparently there's new business stuff coming up. A lot has happened business-wise, which is why I'm kind of in a state of flux of where to, you know, move next.
Okay.
So I will be meeting with him tomorrow night and hopefully get a better idea. And then I'm traveling with him in January to India, and I will get a crash course in Ayurvedic medicine.
Awesome.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. And hopefully some clarity will come out of that because that could be really eye-opening.
Yeah, because I'm really stuck right now, and I need to move forward. I need to move this thing forward, but I've been gone so much, kind of unexpectedly, you know. Now I'll be gone again, January 5th through the 20th, in India. But part of that will be a work trip.
Yep. All right.
So,
well, my advice would be to really focus this time on do reconnect with people, even if you don't have anything specific to say to them. I know you want to have like the specifics lined up, but to really just reach out and say, hey, this is what's going on. I'm in the process of setting up some online programs and, you know, just wanted to connect with you and wish you happy holidays, and I'll be in touch a lot more. And if you've got a list set up, I don't know if you've even decided on what that is with this guy, but to at least just reach out, because when the people that you have in your connections it gets cold, right? They haven't heard from you in a while. It's harder to warm them back up. But if you do that and you send them a recipe, or, you know, send them a couple of recipes from your little wedding thing, report that you got married, and, you know, just to make it really connecting, like really warm and connecting, so that they want to continue to hear from you.
Yeah, I'll do newsletters, like at least check in every couple of weeks, like I did before, and things they were used to hearing from me.
Good.
Because I would kind of report on some, you know, newer, eclectic, clarifying kind of things and add recipes and, you know, talk about the cleanse and possibly talk about the future. So, I will do that.
Good. All right. That sounds good. Anything more? Do you want to share or discuss right now?
No, I think within the next couple of months I'm going to have so much to share and so much to do that I'm not going to... It's going to go completely opposite.
Good. Well, I can't wait to see you because I know you're a powerhouse, and I can't wait to see you once you're focused and have that direction clear.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's going to click one of these days, and then I've told everybody, I'm like, you know, don't expect me around anywhere because I'm going to be working. So.
Wow. All right. I still haven't heard from Steph, so if you don't, guys don't mind, I'm going to take a second to just find the email that had the link in it that had her her ID in it. Maybe she didn't get it or whatever.
I have the email here. Do you need her ID number?
Yes, please. All right, you know what?
Four,
I can look it up. Okay, 4.
4843 74.
4843 74. Okay,
yeah.
Let me shoot her an email, right? Yeah. Jackson, okay, and then okay. So, Lisa.
Well, I'm pretty much going to be echoing what Jane said. I haven't done much since the last time we spoke, which was 2 weeks ago, the one-on-one. I've been working on my taxes like nonstop. I mean, when I wasn't working, I was taxes. And now 2013 is done and 2014 is nearly done. So,
things.
And being business on my own means there's a lot of stuff I have to bring together.
So that's been taking up most of your time, and you haven't moved forward on the things we talked
about. No. And it was, it was very important that I do this because I'm under deadlines from the authorities here. And and my accountant now has everything for 2013, and he will have everything for 2014. Soon, that's perfect. But 2013 was because I had they needed.
Yeah. Okay. So Lisa just got knocked out, and Steph's not here. So I'm going to suggest that we adjourn and postpone this meeting. Most likely. I don't know what everybody's schedules are or availabilities are going to be for December, but maybe we just move into January. What's your thought on that? But you're
well,
not going to be here in January.
January, I'm not, if it's before the 5th or after the 20th, but I mean, I'm guessing I can probably get on somewhere in India. That won't be an issue. December, I am home. I literally
you
I'm,
are home. Okay, so then we
I am. Yeah,
are you going to be working on anything between now and then? Here, Steph.
Yeah.
Steph said she's on Instant Teleseminar. Let me just tell her no. Yes. It's so confusing with having so many places to call. And 3239340 46 ID. 4 8 4 3 7 4. Oh, good. She's on. She just got on, and Lisa's gone. So, okay. Oh, there. Lisa's back. All right. Let me make sure that Steph is open. Steph's line is open. Everybody's line is open. Okay, great. So, welcome, Steph, and welcome back, Lisa.
I'm so sorry, Dr. Rita Marie. I'm so sorry.
You just had the wrong. I know it's confusing with having different places. Where, you know, we've looked long and hard about how do we consolidate into one place, but it just anyway.
Oh, you guys are fine. I just totally did it wrong.
Yeah. Okay. So Lisa was sharing, you know, her tax situation. Jane's at the airport and hasn't had been traveling, so hasn't really moved forward on stuff. So they don't have a whole lot to share. Lisa, was there anything more? I was going to suggest that we just adjourn because Steph wasn't here and then just, you know, pick this up next month. But it seems Steph is here, so we can move on with that. And I know you guys will get a lot from whatever Steph has to share because she always has to share so much. But Lisa, was there anything else you wanted to add? I know you and I wanted to schedule our VIPs, our VIP days. So let's make sure that at the end of this you stay on and we'll schedule those. Yeah,
well, I did want to share one thing. I had spoken in our last meeting about a client that I had, and I was having a meeting with her, and then I used some of Baron's stuff, and I did enroll her. And, she's
well,
already
you're
done
very choppy, so that was very hard to hear. Did you say you used your Bill Barron stuff?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And she has already done 2 months with me, but now she's doing a test. We're doing tests together. So anyway, I just wanted to say.
So did you sign her up for another 2 months or?
Well, I signed her up for a test analysis, a comprehensive test analysis.
Okay, great. So you did sign her up. You weren't going to, because last time you were talking about just including that in what you were doing and you were not feeling like that was the right thing to do. So that's great. So you're going to do the test analysis, and then based on the test analysis, you'll have yet another opportunity to share with her what you see, what she needs moving forward, and how you can help her with that, and then offer her whatever package you feel comfortable offering her at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. And you feel comfortable doing that?
Yeah. Just gave me some leeway in order to, you know, take it forward. As I said, she's already done 2 months, so it was quite, I think this is a good way to see how we want to go forward.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of times, you know, it's one thing to sign somebody up for a long-term program, but a lot of times you don't know where they're going to go and what they're going to need and continue to need moving forward. So when you do it in smaller chunks, you know, 3 months, 2 months, 6 months, if you see, whoa, this person's got, you know, and I've often done that where I'll say to someone, oh, well, here's what's going on with you. I have a 6-month program, but really I don't think it's going to take us 6 months to get the significant changes. We can revisit it at 3 months and see what you need going forward. Why don't we just do the 3 months? And other people I'll say, you know, I really think that 6 months. And I said that to somebody once. She goes, well, do you have like a 1-year program? Because I don't think I'm going to be able to do all this in 6 months either. And if you have an extra discount for paying for a year, I'll do that. Blew me away. It totally blew me away because I'd never at that point done a 1-year program before. And so when you're real clear on what they need, what's getting in their way and how you can help them, and they see that it's going to be, you know, there's going to be steps and it's going to take some work, then they're willing to just, they want you on their team. And especially if you're willing to do, well, yeah, if you pay for 6 months, it's going to be less per month than it would be if you paid for 3, and the same thing for a year, because you're getting a commitment and they're doing it up front. So it's just all your level of confidence when you speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You're welcome. So Steph, so why don't you share a success that you've had or something that you feel good about that you've done over accomplished since our last talk, and then what you're working on and what you need help with.
So since our last talk, I went ahead and, I mean, you know this, but I went ahead and I sent those emails that said that I was opening up sessions.
Yes.
For people, which was just hard for me to do because I felt like people were going to drop off my mailing list. But actually that did not happen. And actually even extra people signed up for my mailing list.
Yay.
So I actually gained people over that week and I had people reply.
Yay!
Surprise. And yeah, so
So I just want you to sit with that for a minute. Just sit in that feeling. Wow, I offered something to these people, and they were excited by it. And
yeah, and they didn't leave.
And they didn't leave. Now, that's an interesting perspective, right? Here I am going to offer people a free consultation and the fear of them leaving. So right away, you were feeling like they were going to see that as some kind of sneaky, sleazy sales ploy, right?
Right.
Okay. So where does that come from? Where does that feeling about that come from?
I don't know. I think it's because I don't buy stuff. You know, after listening to Bill, Bill Barron had this thing where he said that if it's hard for you to say no, then you're going to have a difficult time when your clients say no.
Mm.
And I think I'm just really, you know, tight with money right now. And I feel like if, you know, if something looks like it's going to cost money, then people are going to drop off my list. But that's just me. I just made that up.
Yeah, but think about this, though. I mean, you said something that I don't see. You said something like, I don't spend money and I don't buy stuff. Yet when we've talked, you've talked about various programs that you've invested in.
It's true, but that's personal development. You know, and I was willing to, you know, mortgage my house or sell it for my personal development this year. But, you know, when I... you know, walk around. I'm not, you know, like, ooh, look at this shirt, I'll buy it. Like,
yeah, but that's not what you're selling, Steph. You're not selling shirts. You're selling health.
Totally.
You're selling
get it.
Personal development, right?
Oh,
you're selling
yeah.
Personal health empowerment. I mean, if there's nothing more important than that.
No, and I believe that. That's why I'm doing it. So,
right?
Yeah.
So you firmly believe that there's nothing more important than health, right? And that health gives them everything. So you're offering them an opportunity to speak to you and get some guidance on their health, and you know that whether they sign up for you with you or not, they're going to get value that's going to enhance their life.
Absolutely.
And if you structure that enrollment conversation that way, that remember what Bill said that on the call that he said, you got to get them excited not about you, but about the vision that they hold and the possibility, and them to get excited that their health is the most important thing in their life. And if they have that, then they can have anything they want.
Yeah.
And when you can sell that, you're not selling yourself. It's so much easier, isn't it?
It is. And it's true. If they can find a solution, like, it doesn't matter. It just matters that we had a good hour.
Yeah. And you give them one or two tips that they go and they use, whether they hire you or not. You've, like, just, that should make your day.
Yeah.
Right? And you're never going to get 100%, right? And the ones that you don't, you've touched them. You've brought them just a step closer to their optimal health.
I've had a bit of a breakthrough with, you know, with Bill Barron's system and the end where we kind of close the gap and we explain the steps.
Yep.
I get it. Get it.
Yay!
And it happened to me because I have that one client who is dealing with a pretty serious diagnosis right now, and I just, like, you know, I broke it down, and I was like, step one, we find out why you have cancer, and we stop that right now. Step two, we wake up your immune system. Step three, we take the burden off your body. And step four, we do anything else that's required, like surgery and all this other stuff. And he was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Find out why I have cancer and stop it. Do the surgery, you know, take the burden off my body. I get it. And so now I'm saying these things in, like, normal language to people. I'm not going like, well, we should get off the gluten and brrrr. I'm going like, okay, step one, we figure out why you have post-nasal drip and stop it. Step two, like, oh, my God, why have I not done this before?
It's an evolution, honey. It's an evolution. You weren't born knowing how to walk and write and read, right?
Yes, yes.
And you couldn't learn that within the first 2 years of your life. do the walking you learned early on, and then you learned how to read, and then you learned how to write, and, you know, so it's a sequence. And it's the same thing with you developing your coaching skills. It'd be nice if we had it all. But it takes, in addition to the external knowing, it takes the internal readiness. It takes that shift on the inside, and you were able to say, yeah. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen any of Dr. Lodi's stuff. I interviewed him like 4 times on my radio show last year or 2 years ago. But his website is now Stop Making Cancer, and that's exactly how he teaches, almost exactly. You have an extra piece in it, which I like. But he'll say, we don't go in, and you know, the conventional approach to cancer, to post-nasal drip, to whatever, is go in and make it stop. Make the symptoms stop, right? And that's so misguided. Why do you have it?
Yeah.
Yes, we want to do some things to make those symptoms stop, and sometimes we give you temporary things to make them stop, and make it go away. In the case of cancer, there's things you want to do, like you said, surgery or whatever it takes, herbs to shrink the tumor, make it go away. Right. But the critical piece is to stop making it.
Yeah, step one, stop it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And if they're on the verge of death, you've got to do step two before you do step one.
Exactly.
Okay? Because they won't be around to do all step one. So they happen concurrently in a lot of time, a lot of places, and a lot of
times.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right? If somebody comes in and they're just so like, they can't even talk because their nose is so stuffed up, and you're going to go, let's get you on some high-dose vitamin C and quercetin and, you know, some other things, and then we're going to talk about why you have this thing. So there's emergency intervention piece that goes in there. But I love it. It's a simple way to explain it to people. And it works for everything.
But and it makes it so that it's something they can do. So I'm not giving them a list of like a to-do list.
No.
It's like, okay, this is the plan.
This is the plan. Okay, so then they say, okay, so Steph, what do I do now to stop making my nose drip or to stop making
cancer? Yeah, and then their next question is like, oh, I'm going to need some help to figure out what's causing my blank.
Exactly.
And coincidentally, I can help with that.
and I can help you come up with that plan. And that's what we'll do together. We'll come up with the plan, and then I'll help you with the implementation, because it can be complicated. You got to know what order to do things in. This is before you've even talked gluten or vitamin C.
Right, so because then they don't get that glazed over kind of...
Exactly. And then you can say something like, and based on what we've talked about so far, based on what I know so far about your health, I want to give you 1 or 2 steps, or I want to give you anywhere from 1 to 3 steps that you can get started with. How many do you honestly think you can handle right now? Because more is not better. For you and I, it's like, yeah, give me 10 steps. For somebody else, it's like, 10 is worse than 1, just give me 1. So you say, you know, there's a few things that I can offer you. How many do you think you could handle right now? Oh, just 1. Okay, great. Here's what I want you to do. Step 1 is this, and step 2 is let's get you signed up so that we can have our first, whatever you call your first, you have a name for it, appointment, and we can get this whole thing going. How's that sound?
Please.
Check back in. How's that sound? Yeah. Okay, what do I have to do? And half the time, they don't even care what it costs. And you go like, don't you want to know how much it costs? Well, yeah, I'm sure it's okay. Good.
Yeah,
breakthrough.
Yeah. Huge breakthrough.
Huge. Awesome. And so you have these scheduled. Do you have them on the books now? These, whatever you got, 6 of them, I think you got?
I have a couple of them scheduled, and then a couple of them, I don't know if they couldn't figure out how to click on the links, and so I have to follow up with them. But I'm not scared to follow up with them anymore.
Because they reached out, and you call up, and you write, and you say, hey, I see that you haven't scheduled your appointment yet, so let's go ahead and get you on the books. Here's some dates that I have available. You can do it. Make it easy for them. You got it? Good. So success. So what else? What are you working on, and what do you need help with?
Okay, so what I'm working on is I have Well, there's a couple of things, but I guess the most pressing thing is I have a Christmas class coming up. It's called A Cultured Christmas. And the last class that I did, this is my advertising plan, I sent out my normal weekly newsletter, and there was like a little blurb that was like, come to my class. And so nobody signed up for my class. You know,
surprise.
And I was really, you know, perturbed and like, oh, they don't want to come. So
no, they didn't see it.
Maybe I'm open to that being the possibility there. So this time I've made a really super, like, low price for the web stream. I've made it, you know, really accessible for people who are in Vancouver to come. Now I have to figure out how to let people know about my class.
Great. So what do you think you have to do? Now, I want you to, you're in a lot of mailing lists, right? You get a lot of people's stuff. You see a lot of stuff. How would you, based on what you've seen, what's the first thing you need to do?
Special announcement letter.
And there's a number of ways you can approach this. You can hit it right on. You can say, special announcement, I'm doing this class this day. Here's the value of this class. Here's why you need to come. Sign up. And another way, and I'm going to recommend that you combine all these ways. Another way is, what is, so it's cultured for the holidays. What's the takeaway? So what is the problem that people would have that would cause them to say, yeah, I want to come to this class?
Well, I guess the problem would be poor digestion or symptoms of poor digestion, so headaches or bloating. They would be worried about the Christmas season and, like, indulging and all these, you know, and having it get worse. Basically.
Perfect. So you write an email. This would be your first email, and the email addresses that problem. I see this all the time. People who have gas and bloating and you know, don't really know what to do about it, and then the holidays are upon them, and they know that they always get worse. Is this you? Do you get worse around the holidays? It's really, and then you give them a couple of little tips. What I find is blah, blah, blah. And then, and what I'm going to do to really help out with this is I'm offering a class. So you can come and actually learn how to make foods that will help you through these holiday season that are going to repair your digestion and restore your gut health, make you feel better so you're not laying on the couch holding your belly when everybody else is partying. And come to my class. So on that, it's not the direct hit. It's the, here's the problem. And they're going, yeah, I do have that problem. What do I do about that? Ah, oh, she's giving a class in that. Great. Right, and that's the end of the email. That's the, oh, no, by the way. Here's how you, one of the ways you can solve this problem. And you can always, one of the ways I was taught was to offer three solutions to a problem. So you create the problem, you offer three solutions. The first one, you know, is an okay solution, something they could do on their own. The second one is an okay solution. And the third one is where they get to choose you to help them solve that problem. And that's when you roll into your class. So you create the solution. And the third one is, to learn how to make XYZ foods that will nourish and repair and blah, blah, blah. And by the way, I can help you with that because here's the thing. So you might be, number one might be, you know, one of the things people forget about is taking a few good deep breaths and calming themselves down before they eat. And especially at the holidays because you're so excited about being with people that you forget to just do that, and that makes a huge difference in your digestion. The other thing people forget and it causes digestive upset is they forget to really chew their food. And again, with the holidays and you're talking to people you haven't seen in a while, you're all excited, and you're just not eating mindfully, and you're chewing and not really, and that causes a gut. And then the third one is to include these amazing foods that do this kind of thing to your gut, and you give them the explanation. And that's why I created this class. To help solve that problem and give you the strategies and the tools and the recipes and exactly what you need to help your gut to be happy. And then here's the detail. So people don't feel sold to, right? They just feel like, wow, this is a great newsletter. How does that sound to you?
sounds good. That sounds good. I can write something up for that.
Okay. But you don't just send one email, because you know how busy you might be. They may miss that first email.
Do I do what I did last time?
You can say, and I wouldn't put two of three or whatever like that. Just keep it open. Make the subject lines just really pop. You know, a subject line related to solving that problem of the gas and bloating and the gut stuff and gut wrenching, whatever. So
no,
the second one.
The three thing that I did, I was like, well, if they know there's only three, then maybe they won't drop off the mailing list.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to do that anymore.
That was okay for that one because it was a limited time. I'm offering this. I'm only offering this to you three times. That's a little different.
So I'll brainstorm some topic headlines.
Yep.
Brainstorm some three main points.
Yep.
Third being learning how to make some great cultured foods and incorporate that into your Christmas celebration.
Right. Right. Yep. And send it off to me to review. I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
And then the second email, so you want to do at least three. The second email might say, what I would do is put that, then take what you did in there and put it on a blog post. So you're going to give everything in the body of them. You don't make them click away for this, except the only click is to get to sign up. But then you can take that entire email and you can put it on the blog, including the link to the sign up. Then you can send a second email that says, hey, you know, Mary Sue, I'm so excited about, you know, sharing strategies for keeping your gut from exploding over the holiday season like it probably normally does. And if you missed my first post on this, it's here. And then you just give them the link to the blog. And because on that blog post you've got the link to sign up, either way they've got the link to sign up. And then you can give them another strategy I thought about after, or here's a recipe that's a sampling of the recipes that I'm going to be teaching in my XYZ class. I thought you would like this. And if you want to sign up for the class, here it is. And then after that is, it's getting closer to the class, right? And if there's a way to exclude the people who've already signed up from this, the next ones, then you can. I know in shopping cart it's a little kludgy to try to do that, but if you can, it'd be great because the next ones would be a little bit more direct. Hey, the class is happening in just 3 days, and I see you haven't signed up yet, and here's what we're going to be covering. And I can't wait to share this extra special whatever recipe that I've just had such success with, you know, everybody loves it and it really does a great job. And here's how you sign up. And then you can have last chance to sign up. Class is happening tomorrow. So you're giving them a whole bunch before you just tell them to sign up.
That makes sense.
Okay. And you make sure that you say, when you say the class is happening, that you say, and we're live streaming it. So even if you don't live in Vancouver, you can come. You can enjoy it from the comfort of your own home. Are you going to give them a recording if they can't make it live to the live stream?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. And if you can't make it live, guess what? Technology has made it really easy for me to share this with you anyway. Sign up and we'll send you a recording and you can watch it at your leisure. And it'll push your comfort zone just a little bit, maybe just a lot, to send that many emails.
I can feel it pushing right now.
Pushing, I feel it too. So I said it. But the first two, think about it. The first two are almost, it's pure give with a little A. And if you want more, here it is.
True. That's true.
Okay. I've asked people outright. Like when you guys, I think it was at the retreat, when you're feeling uncomfortable with offering somebody something. I think it was with Eleanor feeling uncomfortable in her all day class telling them how they could get more. And I asked, specifically asked Lynn, who I, not Lynn Johnson, Lynn Mahler, who I'd never met before she came to my Spring into Vitality. She'd never been to anything before, never purchased anything before. She came to Spring into Vitality, and then she signed up for the gold level of the year-long program. And I said to her, you were in that room with me, and I went. We went on, and we did all this stuff. How would you have felt if I, at the end of that I said, go on and do this, guys, and have a great life? How would you have felt if I didn't offer you a way that you could continue to work with me? And she said, I would have been pissed. Because I was, like, so excited, but I knew I couldn't do this on my own. I knew I needed help. So think of it that way. When you offer something, you can't offer a three-hour class in an email for free, can you? Can you?
A free three-hour
class? Can you offer all the content that you're going to share in that three-hour class in one email?
Not.
So people are going to get this hint of what you have to offer. And just think about it. If they only have that little hint, they're going to be kind of annoyed at you that you're not sharing all the other stuff you know.
Right.
So the class is a way that you're helping them to get what they need. Not everybody's going to want it or need it. But the ones that don't, you've already given them some strategies.
Yeah.
And if they want to, they can now go to Google and say, oh, maybe I need some to learn how to make probiotic foods, and I think I'll Google it and find out. And that's for the very ambitious among us. And then the others are going to go, oh, she's making it easy. And make sure you mention that you own a yogurt-making company. Remind them of that. That makes you the expert in probiotic cultured foods because you make it commercially. You know, and I'm going to share some of the gems that I've learned over these years, and, you know, maybe one of the recipes or a recipe that we've tailored for home use from our, you know, when we make it massively big scale in our yogurt company. That's setting you up as the expert, and they're going, I want more from her. And only a percentage of them, obviously, are going to do that, right? If I have a 20,000-person mailing list, how many of them are going to sign up for one of those classes?
Nope.
Not a tremendous number. I mean, the digestion thing that I just offered, 150 of them signed up. It's not a huge number. It's not a huge percent. So don't expect huge percents. But if it's a list, you actually usually get higher percents on smaller lists because you don't have as much, you know, extra people who you got really targeted people.
I'm kind of engaged.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
And this is do you have links for it? It's a web thing, right? So I can put it in my newsletter next week.
It's a live class, and it's on
and
my
webcast. Mm-hmm. And I have a little section in the newsletter at the bottom that says events.
Cool. I could. Do you want an affiliate link?
Sure. Give me an affiliate link, and give me whatever I need to do. It'll be just a short blurb, but you never know.
Yeah. We're doing some pretty awesome. I think they're going to help people.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Let everybody else in the program know about it, too. Post it on the Facebook. Hey, I'm doing this class. Are you guys interested, or you have clients that are interested? It's going to be webcast. Okay? You already got people just waiting, chomping at the bit for your menu plans and your probiotic, you know, your ability to do by the starter.
Really supportive group. That's for
sure. Very.
Yeah.
Very. So I would, don't deprive them of that option of going there. Because if, you know, if they find out like later, like, oh my God, you did that class, I would have liked to go to that. How much are you charging for the webcast?
Webcast is $29 for the bird.
I'll come.
And, yeah, the live class set up. But if they want to come for dinner, we're having like a dinner party afterward. It's $97.
Nice.
Yeah.
So send me all the information. Just email me all the information that I need to tell people about it. I'll put it on my Facebook. This is something my people
need.
Someone
will know about it this time.
What's that?
At least someone will know about it this time.
Yeah. You can't keep this stuff a secret. It's not fair.
Okay.
Not fair. Tell everybody on the Facebook page.
Email you that info.
Even if they don't have people they want to send, a lot of them may want to come. I'd put it on the Shine page, too. The Shine Facebook group, because there's a lot of people on there that are not in the program.
Too.
Okay. How do you feel right now?
Yeah, I feel nervous about sending out the messages, but I feel happy to have the support of the people in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know from talking to the people on the Shine page and on the other page, people do want this information.
They do.
I want to be able to make beautiful stuff that is super probiotic and
yeah. They want it. They want it. Absolutely. We got to get this out there.
I'm recognizing that I am the only thing that is standing in between this good information going to people.
Absolutely. And you have an obligation to get it out there. This is just not about about you having a successful, thriving business. This is about you changing lives. And if you don't get your message out wide, then you're depriving people of that message. So sit with it. I get it. That's how you feel. feel the discomfort and do it anyway. Okay?
Yeah.
And feel free to shoot me the messages before you send them out, and I'll tell you if you're being overly pushy or not strong enough.
Thank you, Dr. Rita Marie. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Anything else? Anybody? Anybody have any strong feelings come up along with Steph on that?
No, I just want to kind of read. Oops, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead, Jane.
No, I just want to kind of just reiterate, not that I have much to say because I haven't moved my business along, but Steph, you are sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah.
The information that you did just in that one class with the food, it's like I want more. There's so much more that I want to learn. So.
Yeah. You know, Steph, you're going to get a whole bunch of people just from our community signing up. And in the INE group now are all the IRSPT people, so there's probably 100 people in that group, and I would guess that a bunch of them are going to, $29, it's a no-brainer. They're going to sign up for your webcast. Just let them know. And that information, so think of the exponential value. So if they sign up for your class and they learn a few strategies that they start using in their coaching, whoa, you've reached a whole bunch more people. And then they're going to, as they grow their businesses and practices, they're going to want a resource, unless they're passionate about building that piece. They're going to want a resource, like I do. I want a resource to send people to where they can get good, solid information. So just do it. Yeah. Just do it, yes. And Lisa, what did you have to say?
Oh, it's just I learned a lot just by listening to the process, and I don't know if I'm going to do a class. When I get to the point of developing something, it just it's interesting to hear the process.
Mm-hmm. Good. And then for you, Lisa, the thing that Steph did for getting the consultations is something that you could model if you want to get some additional one-on-one clients. It's an easy way to get some additional one-on-one clients. And to
that was offering. Was that offering free consultations or
strategy? Yeah, you send out an email, and she had a theme because it was the holidays, and she thought, you know, it was a holiday survival kind of a theme to the consultation. You can have any theme you want. It could be get your energy, boost your energy up a notch strategy session, or it could be anything that you're passionate about. Just name the strategy session. Don't just say, hey, come talk to me about your health. So you name the strategy session. I'm offering I'm offering a get rid of the extra 10 pounds that the holidays put on strategy session or something like that. You make anything. There's any number of names to it, and you can brainstorm some names. You create a strategy session, and you pick a number that you're willing to take. And with Steph, what we did was I said, how many new people do you want to get privately coaching with you? And what did we decide on, three?
Three per month I was going to go for.
What was it, two per month,
three per month, I think.
Three per month. So I said, okay, so let's send out how many people at this point? Let's just figure 10, right? Let's just figure you'll have a 30% success rate. So open up 10 strategy sections. As you get better at this enrollment conversations, you may only need to open up five in order to get three. But you'll get a sense of it. And you just offer these strategy sessions, and then you give them, like Steph and I talked about, you give them some tips, and you structure it in a way that they're going, yeah, what's next? And then you enroll them. And it's a great way to, if you just on a regular basis, offer up those.
Okay.
You can talk about it the next time we speak, and when we do your whole funnel.
Okay, well, that'd be great.
Out. We'll come up with the strategy for how many do you want, how many privates, how many groups, how many, and we'll come up with, we'll actually have it pictorially. We'll have to do it on my flip chart while I'm working with you. I'm going to see if I can figure out a way to do it with the camera so we could do it that way. But either way, we could do it graphically. We'll just use a drawing program and we'll do it graphically and we'll share screen when we do it. And then you'll have this strategy, like this is how much money you want to make, this is how many people you want to serve, this is how many group things, and we'll lay it all out. And then you'll just on a regular basis, whenever you need to generate some new clients, you offer strategy sessions.
And how long are the strategy sessions?
Well, what do you do them for, Steph? A half hour? 45 minutes?
45.
Yeah. I usually count on 45. How do you structure it?
I really do bill their structure, so I get them in touch with what their goal is. We get in touch with where they're at right now, and we make a path to where they're trying to go.
Yeah. So you figured like the first half hour, you know, you're really getting to know them, getting them connected, really learning where the obstacles are, presenting them some solutions. Like I love Steph's new approach to stop making it, build up the immune system, et cetera. you give them that, and then you figure on the last 15 minutes being kind of enrollment stuff. Like here's how we could work together, and here's what we could do, and here's how much it costs, and get them to sign up. And if they don't sign up, what do we do, Steph, if they don't sign up there but they seem interested? They don't outright say no. What do you do?
You can elicit their objection, find out what's preventing them from signing up.
And if they don't sign up on that call, but you know they're still interested or they want to check in with their husband or whatever, what do?
We'll follow up.
Schedule a follow-up, right. You always schedule a follow-up so you're not tracking them down.
Can I say one thing about the emails that I sent out to my...
Absolutely.
The first one was kind of like, hey, do you feel like this around the holidays? Are you worried about that? You can sign up for the session. Nobody replied. Second one, I made it really personal. I told them about my real story and where I was at three Christmases ago, and it was really intimate. Six people replied.
Yep.
Last, and I was like, oh, this is the last chance, and I had a couple more people reply.
So what did you learn from that?
Make it intimate.
Yep, tell your story. until how you resolved it. So you could do the same thing with your probiotic thing. And share, you know, once I really learned how to make these foods, everything changed. And it wasn't just my gut symptoms that changed. My energy did. My joint pain did. Make it real. You don't have to make them markety or gimmicky. You just be real.
Real one worked best.
Yep. That's great feedback, isn't it?
Here.
Cool. There's a thing that's you need to strike a balance between vulnerability and authority. Like, and if you come off as like I'm this big hotshot authority on stuff, it can be off-putting to people. If you get too vulnerable and you go, well, I used to do this and then I did that and da 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 da, and you know, I think I can help you because I helped myself, then that's off-putting too. But it's striking that balance of what you've been through, how you've come to know what you know, and, you know, putting in, like I said, there's certain pieces that are authority producing. Like, you know, when Jane throws in, you know, colon hydrotherapy business, that lends itself to a certain thing. If I throw in, you know, I got a master's in nutrition and I've been in clinical practice for 23 years. They're like, oh, I should listen because she knows what she's talking about. You throw in that, you know, when you're talking probiotics, you throw in that you actually run a business that makes yogurt. And so you know the ins and outs of doing that. That gives you that sense of authority, right? Each of us has that. It's really learning what our pieces of authority is and what's our vulnerability. And always striking that balance. Right? And if you watch some of what I do, you can see that. Like when I'm teaching, right? I may be like up there and I'm, you know, I got all this authority and you know you trust me because I know what I'm talking about. But then there's times that I get quiet and I start to share, you know, some personal stuff. And it just helps to develop trust.
Reconnect with you because you got a big heart.
Yeah, and I want people to see that. But I also want people to see that I also have a big head. And not in a bad way, but, you know, I have a lot of stuff stuck in there that I can share and teach. And you know when you've been to these places and you go, oh, they sound like a used car salesman, you just want to walk out of the room. Because they're just always pumping themselves up and they're just very pushy. That's not what you want. You don't want that at all. They may make the sales, but they don't engender the kind of relationship I think you want to have with people. Okay. So if anybody wants to, each of you take a turn to share just one thing that you're walking away with and one thing that you can commit to, even if it's just, I don't know, if Jane or Lisa are in that position, and I know, Steph, you are right now, but it would be nice to just, like, what's one thing you're taking away from today that can spark you to do something before the next time we get together? So anybody?
Well, I'm going to just reconnect with my list and just start getting information back out there again. And I got to jump off this call because I'm boarding a plane right now.
Yay. Well, you're going home,
okay.
So good luck.
I'm going home. Thank goodness.
Yeah, but you're going to get home to freezing cold instead of nice California balmy.
Oh, no, that's okay, because that means I don't have any obstructions and I will be staying in the house hibernating, getting my work done.
There you go. Okay, we'll support you on that.
Right.
You let me know what you need with that, if you need me to look
okay,
at anything
thanks.
Or whatever. Okay.
And thanks
take care.
For sharing, Steph.
Yeah.
Bye.
Have a safe trip.
And Lisa, anything that you're walking away with?
Well, I mean, I loved listening to that, but I would like to finish my opt-in, which I have not worked on since the last time we spoke because I've been doing the other things. But, yeah, I really want to finish the opt-in.
Great.
Next time.
All right. When are you going to do that by?
Well, latest it will be by the next mastermind, but hopefully before we speak in 2 weeks.
Great. All right.
Yeah.
Super. And send me a link once it's set up because I can look it over and have some feedback for you on that call.
Okay.
Okay? And that's our regular call, right? Because you're canceling the one that's,
Yeah.
We're going to do those.
Yeah.
And hang on. Let me just get from Steph, and then you and I can look at the calendar.
Okay.
All right. So, Steph.
Okay, I'm going to work on writing these 3 emails, and I'm going to send them to you to have a look at.
Absolutely. Yay. When's the class?
Class is December 13th.
December 13th. Okay.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Please do send it and send me the links, the affiliate link and the link to how I would send people to it and a little blurb. Or, you know, obviously I could take the blurb from your opt-in, your sign-up page.
I'll get it done by Friday. Thank you. And thank you, Lisa.
That sounds great.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And Lisa, let's look at the calendar for January. And I know that there's some things that are safe for me to schedule now. I've been behind on scheduling all my group calls for January. But I guess some of them are already in. So super. So Fridays tend to be the best days for me, although right now it looks like Thursday morning, the 8th of January, is open. All the way to 5 o'clock, so that could work.
Okay, let's do that. The 12 o'clock for you?
12 o'clock. Well, I'd have to be done by 2, so 1:30, so a little bit earlier might be better if we're going to do 2-hour chunks, right?
Oh, yeah, so 11 o'clock for you?
So 11 o'clock would be perfect, yes.
Okay.
Part one, okay. Oops. Whoa. It just disappeared. So 11 o'clock. Okay. Okay. So we'll do 11 o'clock, and I'll put that in from 11 to 1. Maybe go over a little bit. Okay. Perfect. All right, so then the next one, let's see the next week. Traveling. The next week I have Wednesday. I could do at 12 o'clock. I could do 12 to 2 on Wednesday the 14th. Will that work?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. 14th, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, 14th, and I'll go 12 to 2. Let me do it a little bit beyond that. So, there. Okay. And then the following week, Wednesday won't work. I could do earlier on Thursday. I could do, say, it's too early for you, but I can do 10 my time. Or actually, that won't work. Let's do Wednesday.
Wednesday we have this mastermind
have this
group. Yeah.
I could do Friday that week for sure.
Okay. Part 3 on the 23rd.
Yeah. And what time do you want to do it?
Either 11 or 12?
To 11.
Okay.
Go back. I'll do Lisa part 3.
Okay, that's great. So we'll just go through and map out the whole strategy.
Yes. And then you'll have homework
right
in between.
Okay.
So, because I want you to really just be doing it. So we said 11, right? I want you to make sure that, you know, there'll be stuff we'll map out on one of them, and then we'll go, okay, before next time, here's what we want, and we'll make sure that that's what mapped out. So I want to make sure that it's done, right?
Okay. And you had mentioned you were going to send me some kind of form or questionnaire beforehand? Or Was there anything I had to do before the first one?
No. Yes, that's right. I didn't send that to you, did I? Because I just sent it to Jane and Steph. Yes, I will send you that one. Let me make a note to do that right now. I have to find it. I'll find the email that I sent to them with it in it, and I'll just forward that to you. Okay?
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Super.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Vic.
You're so welcome. I'm excited about it.
Oh, yeah, me too. And have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. You take care.
You too. Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.